on the last episode of the Paranerds podcast. But anyway, so we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
2 weeks later.
What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds? No, more like the Paranerds. Hey, it's me once again, Rui, from Paranerds.com, along with my co-host...
Maximum Carnage! Wait, what? Hold on, this is wrong. This is... Wait, hold on, wait.
Is this how you do it?
I don't know, it's been so long. How long has it been now?
27 episodes.
Oh, God, I know. How long has it been in total?
2 weeks.
Since we last did our... 2 weeks! Holy fuck, what happened?
Sounds about right. You sure this isn't it?
No, wait.
What? I don't know.
Hey, it's me, Kevin from Paranerds.com. We're back, who cares? That intro took a surprisingly long time to do.
Yeah.
Because you're not used to saying that. I am.
I should be used to it. I say it all the time, right?
We're back. So what happened the last 2 weeks?
Why? I know.
Life. Life is what happened.
Life.
I got a job.
You got a job, yay!
Yay! I'm working again, part-time. At least, it pays. Because, Paranerds.com pays a lot.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
Pimpin' ain't easy. Pimpin' ain't easy, bitch. I don't know. It's an actual song. I think it's a wrestler. Okay, what was the last time we spoke about? I mean, it's been 2 weeks. I don't even know. What the fuck is video games? It's been a long... What's been
Who
a while.
Are you?
I don't know.
What
I feel
are you doing
weird.
In my home?
Yeah, I've been busy. I've had school, and I'm actually back at school at UFT. Don't actually stalk me. No one's going to fucking stalk
me. Shut up in class.
Yeah, shut the fuck... Ah,
We'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that after. So I got a new job, and I'm also going to school now, so having time to do the podcast is... Hopefully right now, this is the new schedule. We'll be recording on Tuesdays as opposed to Mondays, and this podcast will be up on Wednesdays instead of Tuesdays. Confused yet? So am
I. I'm lost.
Yes, yeah, so, so when was the last time, I don't know, I can't remember, last time we spoke, I was getting sick, I believe, podcast 26.
We were both sick.
Yeah, this is podcast...
You were pretty bad.
Yeah, this is podcast 27. And, last time I was really sick, and then I had family, my sister got married.
Yeah, I know, I was at the wedding, smashed, took my pants off.
Yeah, it's true, you did. So my sister got married, I had family in town, I had no time to find anything, I was starting school at the same time, but you know what, we're back, and then Pog Farm, there'll be articles coming back out. I said Pog Farm, I know.
It's okay.
I meant to say Pog.
Whoa, where else are you going to grow your pogs?
That's a very good point. So what games do we miss in, I guess, our 2 weeks? We're doing new releases. Oh, yeah. Well, so what's on the pipeline this week? We're going to be talking about new releases.
Yes.
We're also going to be talking about, forgot something else. Gareth, one of our contributors, we've spoken to him.
Yes,
he did his article on the Mafia 2, or he interviewed a bunch of protesters for Mafia 2. Which is very weird, if you think about it.
No one really talks to protesters.
No one, yeah.
No one listens.
No one, does
That's
anyone
That's the problem.
It only takes one voice to change a community.
That's right.
Yeah.
What if there's two, like us? Can we change the world?
One step at a time, we can change the world. We're also going to be talking about, so Garrett's interview with the Mafia 2 guys, we're also going to be talking about Dead Rising 2, Frank West versus Chuck Green, because you had some,
pointos
to point out with me on that article, didn't you? Alright, so let's see what games we missed in the last 2 weeks, just because I want to talk about the games we've missed in the last 2 weeks. Did we talk about these ones?
I think we talked about Metroid Other M.
Did we talk about Metroid? But I don't remember any of these games. Princess Camp Rock. Yeah, we did talk about these.
Yeah, these games are out now. Yay!
So these are the games that were new releases that we missed, but we're going to bring them up again just because I want to talk about them. So the week of September 5, if you listen to this in the future, this came out already. So shut up, I want to talk about Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. I fucking love Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I think there was a poll that I read that, if you had to remake any PS1 game, what would it be? The majority was Kingdom Hearts.
It wasn't a PS1 game.
PS2 then?
Yes. Oh, okay. Paranoid's Green Tea is back, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Now
in Pog Farm.
Shut up, I hate you. Kingdom Hearts is a PS2 game, and Birth by Sleep, I believe, is a prequel to the prequel of a prequel. It's just another reason to get it. I actually want, believe it or not, I actually want to get a PSP just for this game.
It's only $9.99, boy! What are you waiting for?
Foo! Yeah, I know, it's only $9.99. Actually, that's a really good price. Actually, $9.99 is the price of the game, man. $10 for a PSP? That's fucking awesome. No, I want to get a PSP, the place down at Bloor Street. If you're from Toronto, they have it there for $100.
Oh, okay, the PSP. That was the game.
No, PSP.
Holy crap, Mickey better be playing for you.
So, we gotta go kill Sora,
Do it.
Don't tell Minnie. That's my Mickey impersonation.
Oh,
there goes my mouse.
There goes our life support.
Yeah. So anyways, what else? Ruse?
No, it's R-U-S-E.
My bad. It's a World War II strategy game from Ubisoft. More like Ubisoft.
That's what it's actually called.
Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. Wow, this game's already that... Actually, it's only like a week old.
Yeah, you got this game like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I did. I'm going to get into that next week. Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit today. I don't want to do an actual review. It's a fucking good game. NHL 11... That's the name of the game. For Xbox 360 and the PS3. It's getting a 9.0, so it looks really good.
It's hockey.
Ironically enough, Mafia 2 Jimmy's Vendetta is the Xbox 360 add-on.
Already?
Yep. Sports Champions.
My brother got that. Apparently, it's really good.
For the PS3. He
bought a new PS3 since the other one crapped out from overheating.
With the knife and shit that you guys were trying to open up the USB slots?
No. Well, there was that system that broke out, but it was because it was confined in such a small space next to the Wii and next to a giant TV.
I hate how these systems now are heating up like fucking nothing. Like, it's one, like... You're like, the newest fucking technology ever!
The weakness is heat.
It's too hot. I can't play it anymore. And he actually likes it? Is this, like, Wii Sport Resort?
Yeah, but apparently... It's not that he likes it. It's really well done. Like, you actually feel like you're playing. Not like you're actually there, but the controls work... Obviously, the Move controls work a lot better than the Wii Mumble Jumbo.
Really? Even with the
Wii Plus, yeah.
Really? Wow.
They must have done really well, but... I don't think people really care about the Wii Motions anymore or the Motion Mumble Jumbo.
Well, we'll save this for the last segment. Well,
Kinect talk more is about coming it. Out.
Because you played with PlayStation Move then, right?
No, I just saw it. It looked good.
Oh, okay. Amnesia Dark Descent for the Mac.
And the PC.
Mass Effect 2 Lair of the Shadow Broker, which is an add-on. I don't know who Shadow Broker is, but again, good scores.
Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions again!
For the PS3,
R-U-S-E!
Plants vs. Zombies came out, finally the Xbox Arcade.
I actually wanted to play this. This is a good game.
This is also on the iPod or the iPod Touch as well.
iPod or iPad?
iPod Touch. And
I think iPad. I played on the iPad at work. I got nothing else to do.
Fair enough. But yeah, so it's actually finally out in the arcade. Along with Start the Party. Wow, fun times on the PS3. iPad Move Edition. Wow, look how weird that fucking thing looks. And Tom Clancy, Hawks 2 for the PS3 and Xbox 360.
I wanted to play Hawks 1 because it's a really good airplane game, but it's one of those things where you need people to play with.
But isn't it like Ace Combat?
Yeah, but it's coolie.
All right. Now, for the week of September 12th, remember, we're catching up here. We're in a hurry. We're hurrying up. We're going to save that game for last.
Yeah,
King's Bounty Worlds for the PC. King Bounty Crossword, an expansion back to King's Bounty Armor Princess. Sounds terrible. Lord of the Rings, Aragorn's Quest.
It's coming out, but it's already out on the Wii?
Yeah, I guess so. House MD on the DS. I fucking have to get House.
We should try it.
By the way, speaking of DS, I bought Sonic Ultimate Collection for Nintendo DS, which is Sonic 1, 2, 3, and Knuckles.
Yeah, the collection.
Yes.
Roughly.
And it is terrible. It's not emulated. There's no blast processing, so the game's slow. It's really shit. I'm not even making a joke here. It's slow.
You don't look like you're laughing.
I'm not laughing. You're
serious.
I'm serious. The game is
this
shit.
This is your serious face?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Sonic Classic Collection for Nintendo DS. Don't get it. It's a terrible game. It's slow. I don't know how they fucked it up, but they did.
Should you get a refund?
I bought it for like $5, so.
Should you still get a refund?
Yes. Racket Sports for PS3, I'm assuming that...
It's also for the Move.
Is that what we're going to be seeing from now on? It got a 4.0 average. Is that what we're going to be seeing now?
Well, the Wii offered it with the system completely free.
Yes.
And it had like all these sports. Now you got like the PS3 re-releasing games that the Wii did.
Ah, my mouse is dying.
Yeah, you took out our life support.
I know, my bad. But is that what's going to happen now? Like all these PS3 games are going to be exactly like... Like, the Wii shelves are full of, like, shit game, like Deer Hunter Extreme and...
Whoa, Deer Hunter Extreme's out?
Yeah, dude, it's so much fun!
I want to get it.
So is that what's going to happen now? Racket Sports and all the sports bullshit move games?
And then there's going to be Squash. And then there's going to be...
I like Squash. Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Gahool! On the Xbox 360 and PS3.
That's what it really says.
That killed my throat. You gotta stop smoking.
Great, we just started the podcast.
Professor Layton and Enron Future. Another one? Fuck, these games are coming out like crazy. Gladiator Begins for the PSP. Dawn of Heroes for Nintendo DS.
Sonic Adventure.
Fucking A. Sonic Adventure. We mentioned this on Paranoid.com when we were...
I knew we shouldn't have gone in the cryogenic freezer
I knew this game was... I knew this was gonna happen back when our little website was a Blogspot website. Remember those good old days?
Oh, yeah, it's good old
when
blog
it was free?
Spots.
And I remember Sonic Adventure and Crazy Taxi. Crazy Taxi!
I wonder if they remade it, right? It's on the arcade, isn't it?
No, it's not yet.
Not yet. Unless it's in this week's.
We'll see. But yeah, Sonic Adventure is for Xbox 360 now, live arcade. And how close is I to buy it right now?
You told me to give you the damn controller and you're ready to fuck up.
I want to fucking buy this. It's
now are you going to buy the add-on for 60 new multiplayer?
Hold on, one step at a time. 800 Microsoft points for a fucking Sonic Adventure. I saw the Sega Dreamcast at a flea market with Brown Bear on Saturday for $30, dude. And I always wanted...
It didn't come with the game.
It didn't come with the game. I only wanted a Dreamcast for this one game, Sonic Adventure.
It's a pretty badass game.
It's so fucking good. If you read my What Happened to Sonic the Hedgehog, which is actually very fucking popular out there in the internet world.
Oh, nice.
Yes, a lot of people seem to actually agree with me for once.
Yes.
But yeah, so the Sonic Adventure game I wanted, I forgot what I was talking about, but it's out for the Xbox 360 Live Arcade and
the add-on.
What's the add-on? What does that include?
It includes 60 new multiplayer missions and Metal Sonic.
Metal Sonic!
What
oh
else
my,
was there? Was that it?
That's
I think
it.
That was it. But pretty that's badass, fucking, though.
New
Metal
levels,
Sonic?
New levels, too, right?
Sonic!
Oh, and what else came out last week? Halo Reach. So Halo Reach came out, and so what do you? What?
Everyone out there orgasmed.
Why is this the prequel of Halo?
Yes. So Master Chief is not in the game.
What was Halo Wars?
Halo Wars was just an RTS, kind of like Command and Conquer, just for shits and giggles. Here you go. Here's an RTS.
I saw that at Best Buy for like $20. I was like, really? And now Halo 3 is like back up to $60 used. At EB Games and shit.
The Halo Reaches came out.
That's
why.
Like, yeah, exactly. So, okay, what's a Halo? I don't know anything about Halo. I know. Relax, people listening.
It's,
so what? Okay.
I don't know much either, but...
It's Halo 1, 2, 3, and now Reach?
Yeah.
And as far as I know, every fucking Halo game that came out, people just shit their pants. Like,
well, yeah,
oh my God.
I don't understand. I understand it's a great multiplayer. Like, it's one of the first, like, online multiplayer, besides for the PCs, but for the Xbox, where it's like, this is it. This is the whole world playing with you. And people like that, but I guess the story might be pretty good. I don't know, it wasn't bad. I was looking for the new, Halo 4, because when I beat Halo 3, I was like wanting to know what happens next.
Yeah.
So I can understand maybe...
Is the story
just,
actually interesting?
It's not bad.
Really?
It's not bad. Characters are like, eh.
See, I want to get into the... I want to get into the Halo franchise. Not the multiplayer, because that thing will suck my life, I know that.
Yeah.
But I want to get into the Halo franchise, but the only thing is Halo 1 is on Xbox One. And I don't, most likely will play on Xbox, right?
On 360? No, I don't know.
That's why.
I've had Xbox One games that I gave to someone else because I don't know why. I just didn't want it. And they played on their Xbox 360, but apparently it doesn't work.
Really?
Some Xbox games don't work. I don't know.
Well, we had that with Toe Jam and Earl 3. We know that doesn't work, yeah. Xbox 360. What pisses me off about the PS3, remember the... What were they thinking? Number one?
Yeah.
So I went to
What were you thinking putting those number one? Jeez,
we went to the flea market with Brown Bear, and I saw a bunch of PS2 games for like $5 and $10. So many games I wanted, but my PS3 does not play PS2 games. So therefore, I did not buy any games.
Now, my brother bought the new PS3, which is the newest model with the whole Move and everything. I wonder if it's able to play PS2 games, or maybe not.
No, they said it'll never play PS2 games.
They removed it just so they could get your money.
Yeah, most likely. So Halo Reach came out last week. Apparently people were going crazy for it. I went to Best Buy, I bought the game Lost instead for $5.
How can you go wrong with Lost?
Yeah, it's a terrible game, but for $5, I like the show. So now we're finally caught up. This is the longest new releases segment ever.
I think it's already, this game's already out. I was actually looking at
Don't
Civilization 4.
Yes.
Five. There you go.
V stands for five.
Yeah, V for Vendetta.
This is for PC. I actually do enjoy the Civilization games. I only had 1 and 2 for the PC.
It's really hard.
Remember I told you about me and PC games? I only play like RTS games.
Yeah.
Like SimCity, The Sims, and that's about it. Civilization.
RTS isn't really SimCity. Civilization's RTS, but not SimCity.
Well, I meant like strategy games and stuff like that. I only play
I know
games.
What you mean. I feel you, brother.
Thank you. Deathspank, Thongs of Virtue. Get
this
it?
Is, I think, the expansion.
It is, yeah. Patrician 4, I knew you were named Patricia. F1 2010, Xbox 360, PS3, and Windows. Okay.
Darksiders finally on the PC.
Yeah, that's right. You're big. Yeah. Swords for the Nintendo Wii.
Me.
Eh. Atrian Odyssey 3. Meh.
Meh.
Serious Sam HD.
Meh.
Club Penguin Game Day.
Meh.
High Velocity Bowling Move Edition.
Meh.
And that's about it. So the only good thing this week, I say, is Civilization 5.
That's it.
For the PC. Yeah, everything else is...
Meh.
But I'm so happy about Sonic Arcade.
Yay!
I'm so happy. Alright, so calm down.
Insufficient funds.
Yeah, shut up. I've been buying a lot of products for school. Did you know school's expensive?
Hells yeah.
Fuck
I don't even go to school. I just sell the stuff to students and I watch them
Day. I was playing the Scott Pilgrim game, which you've seen the movie, right?
Which is a great movie.
Which I'm probably going to see tomorrow, so we'll talk about the next week. But I was playing the game.
He dies. No, I'm kidding.
I was playing the game, the demo.
Yeah.
It's a fucking fantastic game. I know it's been out for a while.
Fantastic Four.
Oh! Meh. The game is actually, because, okay, I'm going to be like biased here. The game takes place in Toronto. So I was like,
Here,
Toronto? Dude, right here in fucking Toronto.
Take that.
So the first
the world.
Level is snowy days in Toronto. The background, you see the CN Tower. And when the buses come by, it hits you with it. It's a TTC that hits you. It's so fucking cool. It's
can
about
you destroy
time.
Destroy the bus, because that's the only game you have ever an opportunity to destroy the TTC.
You can't hit it, it hits you.
Motherfucker.
Yes, but
just like it hits our wallets.
Yes, oh, it hits our wallets hard. But the game is fun. It has like a Super Mario World level select, and it has a Super Mario 2 character select. I'll show you after.
Which is neat,
cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Up next, we're going to be talking about news, because it's been a while, but there's not that many news, because I didn't know what to look for. Shut up, leave me alone. Feels good to be back.
Yes, good to be back.
It's so good to be back. So good to be back.
Who the hell sings this?
So good to be black.
Yo, bro, shut the fuck up.
Oh, we gotta talk about that after.
Oh, yeah, we will.
I don't know. I'd still get Medal of Honor if I were you. I don't know, I'm not gonna get it.
Oh, I don't want to get it, but it has Linkin Park's song in it.
No, it doesn't. The trailer does. Everything has Linkin Park music, man.
How can you go wrong with that?
I hate Linkin Park. I don't hate Linkin. I like their first album, then the second album was the same, and then the third album was the same.
No, the third album, well, are we considering Hybrid Theory, which is like a mixture of like...
I don't know what that is! Sad. As far as I know, Linkin Park came up with the same album and just changed the cover.
For the first couple CDs. Then,
yes.
Then
how
like,
many CDs do you have?
I don't know, like six.
There's a rapist in Linkin Park?
There's a rapist in Linkin Park.
Oh my, speaking of good music. Snap, snap. My pet monster.
Alright.
My pet monster.
A monster. Scary, really monster too. My pet monster.
Rap down.
He's always playing scary tricks. But I know that's okay.
Yeah.
Cause he's just having lots of fun.
Say what?
He's a monster way.
Bitch, yeah.
He loves to munch on garbage.
Bitch.
What? If this sounds gross, please understand.
He's my best friend. My pet monster.
A monster,
I'm a pet. He monster. What does he say?
I thought it was a girl.
No, it's a guy. It's clearly a guy.
But I thought it was a girl who was singing it.
I thought so too until it showed the guy at the end. You don't know what it is. Yeah, my sister got me My Pet Monster DVD. Fuck you guys. If no one knows what My Pet Monster is, check it out. It's so good. Linkin Park.
It's called The Catalyst.
I don't care what it's called.
That's what it's called.
I don't care.
It's a good song, actually. I was actually thinking of making a Battlefield video.
Oh, don't do a montage.
Because it fit perfectly the way I play and the way this. I'm like, but
that's
I'm
what
like,
they're all thinking, dude.
But then the thing is, it takes work and effort, and I'm lazy.
No, that's what they all say. So we're looking at the Medal of Honor trailer. Enemy dispatch. Is this the one with Linkin Park?
Probably not. You just did Medal of Honor.
Oh, here it is.
Linkin Park. There you go. The Catalyst.
Oh, look, Dragon Ball. Fucking everybody uses fucking Linkin Park music. Yeah, yeah. Who cares? Linkin Park sucks. Anyways, fuck it. Oh, shit, something happening. I am always unnumbered, but never outmanned.
Which is a good thing. Actually, when I saw them, like, that touches my heart.
So, this is Linkin Park?
Yeah.
Wow.
They went with the whole, like, dance type, it's different.
Oh, hey, my computer's fucking up.
What I actually liked about this video, I was like, I thought this was the graphics, the real people. And yeah. I'm like, holy shit, I'm getting this game. And then it shows the gameplay, which isn't so bad.
Well, it always looks good, right? Like, wow, this is terrible, dude. Wait, is this graphics?
That's the graphics. Wow. And then it switches between real, and it's kind of like...
This is real. This is graphics.
Or is it real?
Nope.
No. This is real.
This is graphics. Oh, my shit.
It is a piece of shit.
Oh, well, who cares? That song's terrible. You like that song?
Of course I do.
Wow. Anyway, sorry about that My Pet Monster thing. I really had to hear that again. It's a great song. Speaking of great songs, news! Kanye versus Metallica is now confirmed to be a DJ Hero 2 mix.
Meh.
No, I'm actually... I like DJ Hero.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think DJ Hero 1 deserves the award.
Oh,
I'll let you continue, but...
You're doing the Kanye West joke from last year.
That's what the song's going to be. It's going to be Metallica. Whoa, sorry to interrupt, but my song's better. Come play it. I'll let you continue. It's a good song.
Is that what you wanted? You wanted a fake laugh? Everybody, you made everyone's asshole cringe out there with that joke.
Good.
I hope you're ashamed.
Excellent. No, I'm not. Fucking hot. Jeez. If I can actually remember what he says, it would be funnier.
Probably, but
something
yes.
Something along that line.
DJ Hero is a good game. It's just that...
It's hard as hell.
It is fucking hard as hell, but it is a good game. It just, I don't know. I like the mixes. I like the remixes. I don't know. It's a good game.
It's catchy.
And I like Metallica, and I like Kanye West, believe it or not. I actually...
Some of his songs are...
I like his music. I don't like him. I think he's a douche.
It's funny, though, because I kind of like his music as well. It's not bad, but... I think he loves his music, which he does, and he thinks that since he loves it and everybody loves it, he is the man.
Yeah, he's
and
a
he's
douche.
All like, hey, without me, there wouldn't be music.
I know he likes gay fish.
He does love gay fish.
Oh, that's not a joke. Those fish sticks. He is a gay fish.
He is a gay fish, that's right.
Come on, man. Don't you get it?
Please, man.
Please, man. Don't get it. Fish sticks, man. Don't you get it?
I don't get it.
You like fish sticks, man.
I love fish sticks.
Oh, man. Come on, get it, man.
That makes you a gay fish.
That makes you a gay fish, man. Oh, come on. Please get it. Won't you get it?
That was actually funny. I felt bad
for you. Anyway, so yeah, Kanye and Metallica now on DJ Hero. I'm looking forward to that. I don't know if you are.
Well, how are you looking forward to it? You don't even have DJ Hero.
Because, shut up. That's why. I might get it for 20
bucks. It's like looking forward to a Ferrari. You ain't gonna get it.
I still like looking at it.
That's right.
Our well, I don't want to say our friends, but the Ska Studios guys.
No, they're our friends. We had a party last week.
Yeah, it was a good time. We didn't. Ska Studios, as much as I hate Hot Topic, even though... Do we have Hot Topic in Canada? I don't think we do.
What the hell's a Hot Topic?
Hot Topic's where all the emo kids go buy their emo clothes.
When I was in high school, Hot Topic.
Really?
Maybe.
In Canada?
Aha! I beat that guy's gamer score.
James Zilla, he bet your gamer score. Take that. Zombies t-shirts for... Because I made...
A game with zombies in it.
T-shirts are now available at Hot Topic. Yeah, it actually looks really good. I hate Hot Topic, but when I was in high school, I would have loved the clothing there. But instead, I just ripped my own clothing up. But yeah, if there's a Hot Topic, you know what? The zombie t-shirt, buy them and support those guys. Or that guy.
It's weird. We really talk about these guys because we really do like them. But
no, yeah.
It sounds like we're promoting them.
We are promoting them. Fucking A. I love...
Can we get a free Topic t-shirt?
That'd be nice. It's not a free Topic. It's Hot Topic. But yeah, check out the shirts. I'll put the link at the bottom of the webpage of the podcast. Also, rumor. Are you ready for this rumor?
There's the rumor. Okay.
It's a little rumor. Might be big. Might take some place in this planet too. Little Big Planet 2.
I was thinking Star Wars.
Damn. Oh man.
Don't you get it?
Don't you get it? Little Big Planet 2 might be pushed back into 2011.
No. I pre-ordered this game.
Ah, no.
No, I didn't.
I know. You don't
They're
have
pulling
a
Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. Hi, I'd like to pre-order this game that's coming out next week. No problem. That'll be $10. Here's my $10. Oh, yeah, the game's been pushed to 2 years from now.
Oh, come on, man. Don't you get it? let's reenact right now. I'll be the kid buying it, and you'll be the EB guys, okay?
Hi, welcome to EB guys.
Hey, man. I had Little Big Planet 2 pre-orders coming out, man.
Oh, yes. Can I see your receipt?
Yeah, sure, man. Here.
Oh, yes, right. Little Big Planet 2. Yep. Just to let you know, the game's been pushed to 2011. Okay. It's a rumor, though.
Oh, come on, man.
Sorry, we just sell the crap.
Don't you have it?
No, we don't have it.
Are you going to get it?
2011, possibly.
Come on, man. Tell me you're going to get it.
I don't get it.
Just get it, man.
I don't get it.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
I'm going to get it in 2011.
Oh, man. I got to get this game now, man. Anyways. Yeah, so Little Big Planet 2 might be pushed back to 2011. I'm going to get it, though, when it comes out. I actually really, really enjoyed Little Big Planet. I fucking love that game. It was adorable.
It
was great. I love Sackboy. And I love Sack. I love boys. So.
That's
on,
why
man.
We're good together.
Don't you get
That's
it?
Why it's illegal, because together we love sack boys.
Yes, we do love sack. I love boys' sex. Wait, hold on. Wait. How old? 12.
And a half. That's when they're adults at that point.
They are adults, and
they treat us like shit anyways.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, so it's been pushed back, which is a shame, because I'm actually looking forward to this game.
Why do I picture our podcast on CBC News? young men molesting children and their sacks.
They're also racist. Come on, man.
Come on.
Here is actual footage of them talking to the little boy. Come on, man. Don't you want it, man?
I don't get it.
Yeah, so it's being pushed back. What I'm going to do is trade in Little Big Planet 1, because you said Part 2 has exactly what 1 has.
Yeah, pretty much all the... Well, every level people have made...
Yes.
...is transferred on to the new game. So it's not like any levels you made in Part 1 won't be in Part 2. I think they have it all hosted on the server, and this connects with it.
Now, here's what I'm going to do, fellow PS3 owners who are listening. If you own Little Big Planet, which you probably do, because, come on, there's barely any exclusives for the PS3... Sell that game not to EB Games or GameStop, but to your local gaming place, because they'll give you more money for it. Like a local.
No. Why are you advertising that? Because you know what's gonna happen? You're gonna go, then they're gonna be like, "Sorry, we just bought 40 copies of them."
No, hold on. You're gonna do this. Listen to me. I'm trying to save these guys money.
Right.
You trade in your Little Big Planet, you get money or another game. When Little Big Planet 2 comes out, you buy it because you're gonna have Little Big Planet 1 and 2 instead of having Part 1, Part 2. You get rid of Part 1, get Part 2.
Is there a story in Part 1?
Which has Part 1. No.
Like, is there, like, levels, or is it just online?
No, there's levels, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if Part 2, they will have those levels. They will just have the created levels.
Really? Not, like, the... Oh, the developers have to... Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, well, stop.
It's like buying, like, Twilight Princess and expecting Ocarina of Time to be in it. You know, it's two different games, but...
But if you beat the level, I mean, the game itself is, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 hours long. So once you're done those levels, you're never going to play them again because people online made even better levels.
My bad. Well, I just don't want to upset many people where they're like, yeah, Kevin told me to sell this because Part 2 comes with Part 1.
Whoa, you said Part 2 has Part 1.
Part 2 has Part 1's levels. Not like the story levels, the online levels.
Okay, do what you want, people listening. That's what I'm going to do. I'm personally going to trade in my Little Big Planet for Little Big Planet 2. It's going to be so hard to let it go because I love it.
You're making a good point. Games. You don't play the story anymore.
No, you play online levels.
Yeah,
that's why you keep playing.
But that's what you'll get.
Yeah.
Just
which is fine.
Clearing up the sky here.
All right. Speaking of sky, Christopher Nolan looking at to make an Inception video game, according to GamePro.com.
Whoa.
So, have you seen Inception yet?
No. Apparently he dies. No, I don't know.
You know who Christopher Nolan is, right?
That guy?
No. Batman Begins, Dark Knight. You mean those movies? Remember?
The movies?
Yes.
Not the games?
No. You mean the movies. Anyways, he wants to make the Inception video game, which I think would be okay. I mean,
meh.
The movie was meh. It was okay as well, so I don't expect the
game... You're going to be crucified for that.
I know. I don't expect the game to be any more better than that.
Or maybe it would be better.
Maybe. And here's our strangest news. Michael Jackson's back.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, he's back from the dead, and now he's going to be in his own world. Planet Michael, the ultimate Michael Jackson online game.
You must be the ages 4 to 12.
Oh, zing.
Oh, zing.
Zing. And you must also be black or white.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're black or you're white.
I actually know the dance. It's left, right, shoulder, shoulder, smile.
No, you missed a crucial part.
Which one?
Left, right, turn Asian. Left, right, shoulder, shoulder,
No,
turn
that's
white.
After when the climax is about to happen. Beforehand, it's black. It's white. yeah, so there's an MMO, and this is real, MMO game, Planet Michael, described as the ultimate Michael Jackson online game.
See, I couldn't afford, or nor was I invited to Never Never Neverland Ranch. Now I could on Planet Michael. Mm. How do I get that?
According to Games Radar, it says here, Planet Markle. I don't know who that guy is.
Markle.
Planet Michael is scheduled to launch in late 2011. It will be free to download and will not charge any monthly fees. Fucking hey, I'm going to get this game then.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to try it out.
Yeah.
I will try it out.
But to listen...
I was touched online.
but to listen to the music, you have to pay for it. No, I'm joking. I have no idea.
Why not just YouTube it?
However, the game will host an in-game economy that will let players take on different jobs and in certain cases contribute to... We suspect that is where microtransactions will come into play. It seems that money still has its place in a magical and philanthropic world of Planet Michael.
I'm a level 5 hand job.
So this is... Looks like this is...
The Steakhouse.
Billie Jean's level. Billie Jean.
With the sidewalks glow.
Yes.
Now, exactly. If you have many
and
people...
And a thriller level. I don't know. I don't know what to think
I'm
of this.
I'm going to try. I will try.
It's free. At least they have the balls to fucking make it free, for one thing.
Do you think he'll be in it? Do you think it's going to be like a Tron thing?
Well, I don't know how this works. Do you
Is
play
he in the game?
Are we all playing different Michaels? Like, am I the feminine white one and you're a manly black kid, or what?
No, I want to be the 12-year-old beaten by Joe Jackson.
Ooh!
It's true.
Oh!
I was there!
Ow!
Eh.
Man.
What's he gonna do? Ding dong. Yo, ding dong.
Ding dong. Yo, ding dong.
Oh my god, Jill Jackson is here.
You're not fat. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
No, man. Back off me, man.
Sorry. Watch Weird Al. It's fucking hilarious. I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen with these games. I don't know. I like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I think you're going to be just a regular person. Kind of like a World of Warcraft, and you walk around. Occasionally you see just, Michael Jackson moonwalking down the street.
And just doom, doom, doom.
But you do know, doom, what doom, this is going to be the doom, hard part. Doom, doom, everybody doom, who plays this game is going to attempt to make a Michael Jackson lookalike.
Well, it's like the new DC Universe thing. You can make your own superheroes, but you're probably going to make Batman anyways.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to create ability to make whatever you want.
When I download this game and I play for free, I'm going to try to make a Michael Jackson. I'm going to try. The one where the nose was cut off.
Hey, stop, man. With the shades. You believe it's been a year since he's been dead?
I know. It's so sad.
I know. Fucking, dude, I was so hurt that day.
Billy Mays, not my lover.
Billy Mays? He died too. I know.
He is the one.
Yeah, I'm getting depressed. Up next, we're going to be talking about the interview with Gareth and with Mafia 2 and the Batman Arkham Asylum comparison with Batman Begins.
With Batman himself.
No. Nice. I'm going to do this stupid podcast.
Yes, yeah, so we'll be back after this brief promo. Very brief. I wear briefs.
I wear briefs as well. Boxer briefs, I think.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't wear anything.
Usually. They're loose on the balls, tight on the legs.
The boxer briefs.
I wear boxer briefs.
They're usually tight in the crotch and loose on the legs.
No, I think they're loose, tight in the legs. It prevents wedgies. I hate when I have to pick my ass.
I hate fucking muffin tops. You know when your underwear goes above your pants and just bunches up there?
Yeah.
Fucking drives me nuts. Anyways, up next, the interview.
Walmart sale, $12.99.
Really?
Pack of four.
Oh. Hey, nerds, Max here.
And Bruce here.
And
we need your help!
Help promote us to all your friends.
Subscribe and rate our podcast.
Follow us on Twitter.
Visit our YouTube channel.
We need more support.
Please.
Are we recording?
I think so. Hey, we're back on Paranerds.com podcast. We're here this time with Gareth Evans. Did I say that name right?
Yep.
Oh, look at that. I'm saying names right. He's written articles on Paranerds.com, such as... Ooh, don't hurt yourself. The Doctor Who article, the 11th Doctor review. He's also done the Coming Out of Closet Confessions of Being Casual, along with the Mafia 2 article and the new Batman comparison article. I can't speak today. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Gareth.
I'm studying international politics at Surrey, and, well, I've been a nerd since I was about four.
You sound like you're a bit sick there, too.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just off my antidepressants, and I'm getting withdrawal. It's not fun.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible. Yeah, I know people.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. I'm just a bit woozy.
Oh, sweet. So maybe this podcast would be even more interesting. Love speaking to people who are withdrawing. Where are you from, exactly?
I'm from Surrey. It's about an hour away from London.
Oh, London. Because you have that awesome accent. We have no accent. Us Canadians have the mumble accent. We don't really say much. All right, so first off, you did an awesome interview for the Mafia, or you interviewed protesters for the Mafia 2 game, which was even featured on the escapismagazine.com, which is really fucking cool. So give us some background on this whole Mafia 2 protest thing.
Did I interrupt?
No, I'm done.
Okay, well, this group protested Mafia 2, they just said it was racist, and then a bit later I read some news saying that they had protested at the launch and considered it a victory for some reason. I read this on The Escapist, and I decided that I'd ask them why they thought it racist when, well, they were Italian gangsters. So I figured, hey, well, no other gaming website is going to be interviewing them, so if I interview them and put it on Paranerds, then Paranerds will have something that no other website is giving people.
Which we thank you.
Yeah, so I asked them about that, and there would have been more questions, but they never answered my follow-ups.
Bastards.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have pointed out that they'd clearly done no research.
I'm surprised that they're actually, like, I didn't even know there was any controversy with Mafia 2. I mean, I know Resident Evil had the controversy with the whole killing black people and you're a white person, and I kind of understand. I mean, if you're looking at it from, like, a different point of view, not knowing anything about the game, you're like, well, you know, it's a little bit racist. I can see it, but you don't know what you're talking about. But Mafia 2, I mean, we've had movies like The Godfather, we've had, like, What's the other one with Mickey Blue Eyes? Goodfellas. You know, they're all with Italian stereotypes, or not, I don't want to say stereotype, but they are Italian stereotypes. The whole, hey, Gabagoo, where's my Gabagoo, right?
Yeah, well, so, I mean,
I'm very surprised that they're offended by a game named Mafia, especially a second one.
Surprised to show about it.
That's true, too, yeah.
I asked them about this, and I asked them, well, if Untouchables came out today, would you protest? And what they said was that the fact is that only Italians are criminals in this game, and which is actually a load of crap. If you've ever played the game, there are Chinese people in it, and there's a Jewish character in there. And so I actually thought, okay, I'll be nice, I'll sell them. I found out there are other characters in this. Does this change your opinion of the game? So I thought, well, I'll ask them a question that makes them not look like idiots, but they never answered back.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, okay, fine, we got nothing. Just ignore him. I don't know, games like Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars, the title itself says what kind of culture that the game's about.
Indian.
Yeah, exactly, Indian. No, it's Chinatown, so, I mean, as far as I heard, no one, you know, no Asian person or Oriental person got offended by that game, so I'm, like, very surprised that Mafia 2 was a target. I didn't hear anything about this ever until you brought it up.
Were they there for Mafia 1 protesting, or is it just part 2 specifically?
I think what they told me was that they said young people are going to play this game, and that they're going to... So I think what it is that protest groups still think video games brainwash people or something. So for some reason, this protest group thought, children are going to play with Italian criminals. They're going to think we're all bastards. Quick, protest.
Well, that's how they usually... I mean, anyone who protests video games, usually that is the case. Like Grand Theft Auto 4, for example, like San Andreas more than anything, they protested they wanted to ban the game because of that sex scene or that sex minigame, right? So I guess they thought the kids were going to be able to go out there and have sex, even though they do anyways?
Well, not that. You can't really blame them for protesting in a way, because have you ever played a video game where after you beat the game, you kind of wish you were that character?
Every single character.
Well, it's not that hard to be Italian, is it? Hey, is it not hard?
Well, here's the thing. I'm Portuguese, so if they made a game, like a fisherman game, about a bunch of Portuguese guys fishing, and then they slaughter each other for some reason, I wouldn't really get offended by that. If anything, I'd be like,
that's Saturday night.
No, not only that, but I'd be more happy, like, holy shit, you guys are actually, you know, Italian culture does have a background in the mafia. It's not something made up.
Some cultures in life, they phase out and die out. You never even hear about them anymore. So for people to still view the Italian mafia as a big thing, in a way, that's kind of like complimenting Italian mafia.
I mean, what's that show they had? I can't remember. They had a reality show with the sons of an actual Italian mobster.
Growing Up Gotti.
No, Gotti, yes, exactly. Yeah, the Gotti, growing for up example. Gotti, exactly, in my mind. That, for example, I mean, watching that, if I was Italian, I'd be like, well, this is fucking bad. This makes us look bad.
That's like Jersey Shore stereotypical. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, Jersey Shore. They told me that they'd lobbied Jersey Shore and got all references to Italian culture removed from the second season.
Half of the people on Jersey Shore is not even Italian.
That's
true.
Actually, it's funny you should mention that, because I was working the other day, and this Italian guy came in, the story I told you about. He came in, and he was, like, talking to me about how much he hates the Chinese and all that jazz. And then he asked me, do you agree? And I told him in response, actually, I don't agree. And he looked at me with that strong Italian accent and goes, you're fucking stupid, you know that? You're fucking stupid. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to stereotype Italians, but from what
I've
seen... Now I got a hit on me. See, that's even worse.
Also, Italians probably have the coolest stereotype. I mean, think of every type of gangster there is. You've got, at the moment, you've got sort of black rappers who dress poorly and speak worse. You've got, I know, Yakuza who are tattooed up to here. And the Italians are the only cool gangsters at the moment. They're the only ones with good dress sense and taste in music.
And respect for each other.
It's
and
all about
for,
the family.
And respect for the family. And like I said, if that was my stereotype, that'd be fucking awesome.
It's a compliment.
We fish. Canadians like maple syrup. Boring.
There's
nothing there. So that's what I'm saying. I'd be praising that. It's not stereotyping the... Well,
it's the only gang that people still see as a gang.
Yeah, and who actually still fear.
Yeah. Like,
more than anything.
If I said I was part of an Italian mafia, I'm pretty sure you'd believe me, right?
No.
Slap.
Fair enough. But yeah, I don't know. I was really surprised that they were actually against it, and I guess their protest didn't work because the game came out.
And there's a part 3 in the works.
And there's a part 3 in the works already.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I don't know. No, he made it up. He's a dick.
Hey, you never know.
All right, so that was really cool. When you went there, were they protesting with signs or pickets or what?
Oh, no, I didn't go there. The only reason I heard of this was that the escapist posted it on their website. Yeah, this happened in New York, and I live in, well, like I said, next to London.
Oh, New York. Wow, I'm surprised. Of all places. Isn't there most Italians here in New York, too?
I think so.
Wow, and they're offended by that?
I wonder if the protesters were even Italian.
Probably not.
Yeah, it was. The guy I spoke to was a guy called Andre Dimino. Don't know.
That's an Italian name.
That sure is. How does he feel about The Godfather? Did he like it? It was a masterpiece.
I don't know. He said that he's there against all racist depictions. He didn't say anything specifically bad about The Godfather, but I did ask him about it.
Now he says Mafia 2 is racist, right? See, I would say Mafia 2 is more stereotyped than racist.
Italian is not a race.
Having Italians on a screen going, duh, ma gabagoo, duh. Okay, maybe that's, like, you know, it's offensive. But if they're just speaking it like Italian with the Italian accents in the mafia suit, I wouldn't say that's racist. That's more stereotyping.
Racist is just not hate crimes, but hating a race.
Exactly.
That's not racist.
Yeah.
And like I said, their main complaint seems to be that the only criminals there, or the only Italians are criminals, but that's not even true. So they clearly hadn't even looked into this game past maybe the title.
That's exactly what it is.
Pictures.
Yeah, they only looked at the title, read Mafia, and went, hey.
Hey, for $69 Canadian dollars, would you really want to play it?
Well, here's the thing. If the game was called, like, I can't think, like, okay, let's just come up with a name here. Like, China Finding Nemo War, right? Say the game is called that. There's more Italian stereotypes in that game than there are Asian stereotypes. They would not talk about it because they haven't played the game. Just the title of it. Like Mafia? Fucking A. That's a stereotyping. We're not Mafia, yada yada. Godfather? We all have a Godfather. We've all seen the movie.
I thought this would be, I thought of something that would be cool to do. Basically, if I was a game designer, I'd make two games. One of them, I would have lots of satanic imagery in there, and it would look satanic, but the game itself would be really Christian, and then another game I'd make which would look Christian, but, you know, when you play the game, it'd be really satanic. And then the reason I'd do this would see, well, which one do people protest against? And I bet they'd protest against the one that looked satanic but wasn't, because they just take things at face value and say, okay, let's protest against that.
It's another one of those don't judge a book by its cover kind of thing. And I
never say that they never read the book.
Oh, yes. But actually, the Bible is satanic. Hey, have you read the Bible? There's a lot of fucked up things.
There's incest, rape.
There's killing your own child for God.
There's one girl who, she and her sister are alone in the cave with their father. They've got no men to get them pregnant. So what do? They get their father drunk so he'll get them pregnant.
They had to get him drunk for that? So if you're getting him drunk, then you're doing something wrong.
Well, he's their father. I assumed he was a bit uncomfortable with shagging his daughters. Call him conventional, I don't know.
That's awesome.
That's the Bible for you.
That's good old
now,
Bible.
Now, before the email box gets full of hate mail from Christians, next question.
Yeah, okay, so, all right, so I really enjoyed the Mafia 2 thing. I don't want to keep you on too long because I know it's late there and beside London. We're like 6 hours apart, so, and I also know you're sick. So I want to talk briefly on the Batman Arkham Asylum compared to Batman Begins. I thought this was very interesting because not too long ago I did a Frank West versus Chuck Green
comparison. Yeah, I saw that. That looked good.
Oh, thank you. So I saw the Batman Arkham Asylum compared to Batman Begins. At first I thought you were comparing the game to the movie. But I did what the guys protesting the game didn't do. I read the article. I was like, oh, the game, I see. So tell us a bit about that.
Well, I got the game a while back because I was collecting old Xbox games, and I wasted pretty much a day playing the Batman Begins game straight through. And then I played the Arkham Asylum one, completed that, and I was thinking they tried to do the same thing. Because in Batman Begins, they thought, okay, they've got guns, you're Batman, you're meant to make them afraid. So rather than take on these guys directly, we're going to have you scare the crap out of them first before you can beat them up. And, it didn't work out like they hoped, but I thought, you know, good intentions at least. So I wanted to talk about how, okay, why did it work in this game when it didn't work in that game?
And how did it work?
Well, in Batman Begins, it was too linear. I mean, it was so linear that every fight felt more like a puzzle than a fight. You know, there was a specific way to scare them at specific times, and you didn't really have the freedom to sort of do what you wanted, whereas in Arkham Asylum, you can just stand there, go around for ages and pick them off one by one. It's very satisfying.
I actually like that scare tactic idea. I kind of hope they have that in the second game, the second Arkham game. Because as Batman, the reason why he dresses like a bat is to scare the criminals, right? So I like that idea, not as a main part, but as like an extra button you can press if you want. If you want to scare them first to drop their guns, I like that idea. Having a whole game surrounding that, on the other hand, not a big fan of that.
Nothing's better than scaring an enemy than when they drop their guns, beating his face in.
Well, that's exactly it.
That's right.
I also think it was a shame it was a movie game. I mean, I know it's the whole point of making the game, but they had to make a game at the same time as stick to the movie, and I think that's probably why they didn't have as much freedom to do what they wanted.
Well, exactly. I mean, like, one of my most hated games I've ever played in my life, but I still play because it's Spider-Man. Spider-Man 3, the movie game. You okay? Still there?
Yes, sir, I'm still
okay. The Spider-Man 3, the movie, the game, was one of the worst games I've ever played, but it's still fun, the swinging aspect. But because it's a movie tie-in, they didn't have as much freedom to do what they wanted, which I understand with Batman Begins game.
Should I be embarrassed that I got stuck on that game? I kept dying.
In Spider-Man 3?
I kept getting beaten up. I couldn't, especially by the girl with the giant hammers.
Yeah, no worries. That's not your fault. The game's shit. You're good. Don't worry. The game is terrible, the controls were terrible, everything about the game was terrible. Not your fault, believe me. I punched many holes in my wall because of that goddamn game. But anyways, so the Batman Arkham Asylum comparison you made actually was a big hit on N4G as well. It got about like 1,000 hits on it. So that was a lot of people read it, a lot of people comment on it, so...
Wow, like I said, I did not expect that.
But hey, that's good. I mean, you're writing good stuff. How do you feel about the new Arkham City game coming out? What are you hoping for that?
I can't wait for that. I'm hoping for, Two-Face. He's always fun. I'm just hoping it's as, the first one, they made it on the island so they could do free roam but not get too out of control. Like, with, if you do free roam, you actually have to put stuff in it so you can have games that feel empty. And that's why they're on the island, so I didn't feel empty. I hope that the second one, there's still enough to do, and you don't have locations where you're just sort of standing around saying, "Hello, bad guys."
Me and Rui here, we always argue about how I hope the next game isn't open or free roam or open world, but he hopes it's.
It is open.
He hopes it is open world. I hope it's linear. What do you think?
Under
what do you
the hope? Fact that it should have things to do, just like
I don't know. The last one was Metroidvania, and that works it out because at the end of the day, you've got a linear story, so there's not much point in having to open the world because, like I said, I think open worlds like Fallout 3, Oblivion, I love them, but if you're telling a linear story, then there isn't much point because you're just. You know, you need direction in those cases.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't want to, as much as I'd love to drive the Batmobile around the open world, I've done that in Batman Forever, or Batman and Robin for Sony PlayStation, and I didn't like it. I don't mind a stage where you get to drive as a Batmobile, but I don't want it to be open world. I like the side quests, like the, you know, the Riddler trophies and Joker's teeth, little stuff like that I don't mind. And I kind of like the open world, but not really, kind of linear, kind of open world freedom. I like that. You're able to go back and forth. I just don't want it to be an open world game.
I think, as I said, I complained that Batman Begins was too linear, but I think what they should... I'm okay with linear as long as there's some element of choice in how you complete the level. Motorstorm was great for this. You've got a track, but you don't really have a set race, so you can do the course however much you want. But, so, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of agree with that as well. And what would your thought be if, out of nowhere, this is just a random question, they came out with a Dark Knight video game?
It'd be a bit late by this point.
Hey, you never know. I'm just saying.
It'd be like someone suddenly releasing Duke Nukem. Oh wait, no, someone did that.
All right, because I was thinking, because the Batman Begins movie, the game came out, and there was no Dark Knight, the movie, the game, which is the one. Game I actually would have played, would have actually kind of enjoyed. But at the same time, Batman Arkham Asylum came out, which originally I thought Batman Arkham Asylum was a take on Dark Knight, but then I found out it was a whole different story. Whatever, I'm talking out of my ass.
I heard that they did try to make a Dark Knight game, but they gave it to a studio who couldn't do it, and they made a bad engine for it, and I know it just went down the tubes.
And then they say, Spider-Man 3, we'll just call it this. Sorry, I hate that game.
I think the problem is when movie people try to make a game, they don't try very hard. They go to some studio that only makes games when someone wants to make a cheap movie tie-in. I think it would be great if for once someone wanted, okay, I'll make a movie tie, I'll make a tie-in to this movie, and went to a studio like BioWare or Bethesda or, you know, Rare or Valve, someone like a really big AAA studio, and got them to make it as a good game alongside the movie, because I think then you get much better quality of your money with movie tie-ins.
Well, I mean, like, the Iron Man game was shit. It was a terrible game. And then part two, they're like, we're gonna fix everything that was wrong with the first game. It's the exact same mess. It's the exact same garbage, same thing. I think the developers, like, the Wolverine game, that was its own, it was a movie tie-in, but it had nothing to really do with the movie. If developers took the time to actually do that first, like, yeah, just have the title there, make it Batman Begins, but don't really follow the storyline, but don't exactly follow the storyline. I know that's redundant, but
they should follow the storyline, but they should, in between, let's say, scenes of the movie, you do your own thing in the game.
I don't, one level in the Batman Begins game where, you know, at the bit of the movie where he's trapped in the burning mansion.
Yeah.
They made a level out of that scene.
And how was it? Was it?
It was all right. Like I said, it was an okay game. Can't believe I wasted a day on it.
Yeah, because in the movie, when the mansion was burning, he went downstairs. he fought like one guy, then he went downstairs. I can't imagine them making that scene any more powerful in the game. But anyways, I don't want to keep you up any later than it already is there, because I know you're sick as a dog as well. And yeah, just want to thank you for being on the podcast and writing those two awesome articles.
Welcome. Well, see ya.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks.
You too. Bye.
Chris made that. He said it. I just don't know.
Something about glass shit?
Glass shit, yeah.
What is it? Try explaining.
I don't know. I don't know what it's called. It's where the female takes a shit on a glass table and the guy watches.
What is that called?
I don't know. Glass boat?
But does he look... When she's taking a shit on the table, is he looking from underneath?
Yeah, up? It's supposed to be like glass... You know how some boats have a glass bottom?
Yeah.
And you can see the fishes?
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know
glass
what it's called.
Glass shit?
No, it's a glass boat or glass bottom boat.
Bottom feeder?
No, I think it's a glass bottom boat.
Really?
I don't know.
Wait, so people... Is this, like, attractive? Like,
I don't know. I don't find it attractive. I just
you're
do
telling
it for
me
the
money. If a girl shits on...
I just do it for the money.
You're telling me if a girl shits on the table and you're looking from underneath, you wouldn't be wanking it.
I would totally shit. I would be wanking to the point before she shits.
How do you know when she's gonna shit?
When the hole gets bigger.
That's a good point. All right, fair enough. We're back talking about shitting tables and women shitting on tables.
I'm gonna Google it.
Go
for it.
I hope you enjoyed our interview with Garrett. Garrett, thanks a lot for the articles on Mafia 2.
Paranerds.com.
And, oh yeah, Paranerds.com. I also forgot to mention, check out iFunCity.com for all your gadget and video game needs. It's actually a really wicked website.
I'm going to buy some
wicked
stuff.
Wicked website. And also, I forgot to mention this 2 weeks ago. I put a
two
new...
2 weeks ago, you said you never leave me. And here I am alone.
And in this world, isn't that Prozac?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Also, check out For the Love of Gaming podcast. It's a bunch of guys doing their own podcast. I put a link at the bottom of the page. They gave us a shout out, so I'm going to give them a shout out. For the Love of
shout
Gaming
out!
Podcast is at the bottom of our page in the link section. Check them out. They're pretty good.
Do we pay shipping fees for shout outs?
We do. We charge about $1 million for shout outs. Also, while you're at it, check out Games Radar. No, I don't know.
We do accept bounce checks.
We do accept bounce checks and. Sometimes
VOID checks.
We also expect we also want spit in the mail. By the time it gets here, it's already dried up. It's just harder to open. It's not that much fun. You think it is. We were going to be talking about Dead Rising 2 in my comparison thing, but before we get to that, I just want to do a little trivia with you.
Stuck in my head now.
Well, during a break when we were saving and stuff, I was singing. You were talking about Sin City, and I said Sim City, and then I sang the theme song. So I decided my really bad tuning, I'm going to sing a game song, not gay, game song. And I want you to see if you can figure out what the song is, okay?
Of course.
Let me start off easy.
Suck at music, but let's start.
Let me start off easy.
Legend of Zelda.
Thank you got that one.
All right,
I win. You get a thank you. You get
yes.
A
Okay,
here's more of those, and what do I get?
Again, it's another easy one. Ready? ready?
Not really, but go.
Fuck, how's the song go?
Tetris.
Damn it! Okay, fine. All right. Let's go a little bit harder.
Maybe you should have wrote a list and then.
No.
I'm
making this up on the spot.
Every now and then I get a little bit.
Stop singing. Let me think of this song. Stop it! Yeah, I'm trying to think of a song here. You're not making this easy on me. Don't sing it. Don't sing Bright Eyes. That's right. Wow, you got that one.
Thank you.
I don't think you're going to get that one. How about...
I know this song. I know this song. I know it. I think I just played the game.
Punch Out.
That's what it was.
Yes. I got you on that one.
You did.
How about this?
Poltergeist. Star Fox.
Song of the Hedgehog.
That gay guy?
Yes.
They said no gay songs. Ow.
Take that back right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Alright, let's do a couple more if I can think of any on the top of my head here.
Dr. Tetris.
I'm joking. Hold on. Fuck, I had like a whole thing in my head. Now I can't think of any. I'm losing my voice too, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a different version of
Punch Out.
How about one more? I will never ever run away. I will be right back another day.
Sonic?
I will never ever run away. And Buster Groove, yo. Buster Groove.
You really remember that song?
Yeah, I remember that song.
That's an old song.
It is an old. Do you remember what I'm talking about though?
Yeah.
After I've said Buster Groove?
Yeah.
And then you remember what I said Buster Groove? From it's, Buster Groove?
Oh, I was thinking Buster Move for a second. I'm like.
No, Fuck, I can't think of it. I had so many songs in my head.
Just remind me, we also have to talk about the lovely message I got.
Oh, right. I don't want to leave that out. How did I forget that? All right. Okay, so that was our little trivia thing. I want to give it a shot. Next time, I'll be better prepared.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if whoever's listening is going, I fucking know this song. You're singing it wrong. I know. That's the point. I'm supposed to sing it wrong. All right, so explain some backstory on this little message we're going to be playing here.
I'm awesome in Battlefield, apparently.
You are actually really good in Battlefield.
I'll explain it after you hear the pleasant voice message that this guy sent me. What is it, Parrothead69?
Yeah, whatever. You got to... So Rooster got a message from someone.
I usually get other messages like, hey, dude, you're pretty good. Awesome. Hey, nice shot.
Yeah, it's kind of... This is the first message we actually got, like a hey mail.
Yeah, voice-wise,
yeah. So it's kind of racist. So if you're sensitive, you shouldn't
be listening to... Viewer discretion advised.
I guess. Viewer discretion advised.
Hey, nigger, let me ask you how good you cheat. You know what? Let me ask you that. How do you do it? You're fucking amazing because you're a douchebag, all right? You're a fucking douchebag, you fucking coon.
Jesus Christ, man. What happened?
I don't know.
Why?
Okay. He was so upset. Okay, to be honest, when I looked at the score, when at the end of the game, I had like 49 kills and like 4 deaths, but what do you want from me?
Like, anytime I play games like Modern Warfare, I'm gonna fucking kill that dog, I swear to God. I don't know if it's picking it up, but there's a dog barking in the background.
Oh, it probably is. This thing picks up everything.
Yeah. Well, in Modern Warfare and Battlefield, I'm usually shit in that game. You're usually really good. And anytime anyone else is really fucking good, I usually say, they're fucking cheating! You have to be cheating! But I don't send him an email or send him, like, anything, because I have no proof.
Does PS3 do something like this? Can you send voicemails?
I think so.
I've never actually tried.
Neither have I.
Nice. Yeah.
But I've never actually sent anyone a hate mail or a letter because I don't know if you're cheating. There's nothing to back me up. There's no proof. There's no scientific theory to back me up.
And I'm living that I'm not cheating.
Yes, well, I know you don't cheat, and you know I don't cheat. We're just, either you're really good, I have
not
some
in
good
games.
Balance.
Just and, on our girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, with each other.
Yes, cheat. Exactly. Wait, you and me?
Yeah.
Fucking A. Yeah, I don't know. I thought that message was really, really...
It was just funny, though, because it's like... It's not like... I send a message back just saying, I just walked around. It's like, it's not that hard. Walk around. When you see a guy, you shoot him.
Yeah, but apparently that's good enough to be... I don't know. If you can't...
I think as a compliment... And
no, that's an awesome. I just love the fact that when
he sounded drunk.
No. Well, he sounded really, 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 really young and white. But the fact that he's like, how are you this good?
This mystery is just as high as if God's real. It's
yeah.
Just how?
Yeah. It's. I don't know. It's pretty.
I had a good laugh out of it. I was a bit sad because it's like I'm not as. Don't swear at
Do
me.
You want to hear it again?
Hey, nigger. Let me ask you how good. You cheat.
How good you cheat.
Let me ask you, how do you do it? You're fucking amazing. You're a douchebag.
You're a douchebag.
You're a fucking douchebag, you fucking coon.
That's funny.
Now, the coon, is he talking about the guy from South Park?
From South Park, right?
Yeah. He knows my ability, or my secret.
He knows my identity.
Identity, I can't speak
I am
English.
The coon.
Alright, so that's out of the way. I heard that message yesterday, I'm like, fucking save that! I want to hear that.
It wasn't so bad when I repeated it over the mic to you.
Yeah, it was even though you had to say
pretty
it.
Spot on.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
How
do you do
it? I wish we could use sound. Cheap. I wish I had sound effects for this podcast. My computer can't barely do a podcast. I'd put that, like, how?
And then remix it?
Yeah. Actually, I probably will remix it.
Probably.
We'll see. All right, so...
Send a lot more of those, because it's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, hate us, love us, you know, we love it all. All right, so my Dead Rising... I probably should open a window, eh?
That was embarrassment of the day for that guy. That
yeah.
Feels like a
Don't
douchebag.
You... If you're going to send us a hate mail on Xbox Live, make sure to look at our profiles. We both have paranerds.com and a website.
And we will put you up there.
We will put you up there. By the way, if you want to add us again, it's Leftover3...
And I'm Hidden Space Rooster. Hidden Rooster, just, there's...
Yeah, left...
How do you say it when you...
Left
when you're
space
talking?
Over three. What? Yeah, you have to
do
see
you
space.
Do you just say space? But what if I am, like Dead Space? Dead Space 43.
But Dead Space... Oh, I see what you mean.
Would you put Dead and then an actual space?
Because 43? It's a gamer take, it makes a difference. Dead Space, we assume it's a title. Or Dead Space as a username is not a title, it's a username. In fact, it's a name.
No, what?
I don't
think you get what I'm saying. Like, you know, okay, you know how we're telling him Hidden Space Rooster?
That's right.
How do you know it's not HIDDENSPACE Rooster?
If they think that, then they're stupid.
I've been trying to add you for 3 weeks, man. Hidden Space Rooster.
Hidden Rooster. Left. Over three. There you go. Jesus Christ. I gotta spell it.
I just
wonder. All right.
At least it wasn't something like XX upside down I, also known as exclamation mark. No, it's not one word.
Add me. I'm a...
Game
with zombies in it.
Oh, I can fit the T.
So it's just in it.
I made a game of zombies in it.
All right. So a few weeks ago, September 9 to be exact, I
few
wrote...
A few weeks ago,
you said
you
never...
Sorry.
We're on fire today, man. We're usually tired and miserable. And I think it's just because we honestly miss each other.
We miss each other.
It's like, Rui, podcast this week? Nah, dude.
Can't work until 11.
I'm working till fucking 12. Okay, next week? Nah, man, I got class that night.
I'm done work. What about you? I'm starting school.
Yeah, so, okay, well, anyways, we're back. Love us. I wrote an article about Frank West versus Chuck Green. Now, I played Dead Rising 2. I also did a review on it as well on a website somewhere.
Yes.
There it is, K-Zero. Now, K-Zero, remember how before we were wondering about K-Zero and all that jazz?
I just got the K-Zero reference.
Because it's a K-Zero.
Yeah, because when you play the game, there's start Cases. Off case one.
Yes.
I'm like, why case zero?
Really? You had no idea this whole
just
time?
Right over my head.
Oh, so it's like
now
0.
I'm
going to
get
1.
A voicemail on freaking Xbox. Like,
how
did you not
come
know?
Come on, man.
Come on.
Don't you get it? Do that guy and I'll do the other guy.
How did you not know?
Oh, come on, man. Don't you get
it's
it?
It's case zero.
It's case zero, man. Come on, man.
You get it?
Anyways, yeah, so I made a review on case zero. A lot of people have been saying that it's a demo. You're paying for a demo. That's so fucking... Shut up!
It's not a demo.
It's not a demo. It's 2 hours long for 400 Microsoft points.
A pretty good demo.
And it's... You have replay... Like, I passed it once. I got the good ending. Good ending.
Good ending.
I got the good ending. And you know what? I'm playing it again. This time, helping the survivors.
Oh, you weren't helping them the first time?
No, fuck
you. Last
time,
my daughter.
No, because you got to build your bike to get out of there. His Jeep, his truck gets stolen.
Don't make that mistake
Did
again.
I tell you about that?
Yeah, you told me about
it. I wrote Jeep in the review. To me, it looked like a Jeep. And people were like,
if it has four wheels and moves, it's a cow.
That's what I said. But yeah, people were like, this guy doesn't know the difference between a truck or a Jeep. Shut up! Like, who cares? Yeah, whatever. Okay, I was wrong. It's
he
a truck.
He doesn't know the difference between you caring and not caring.
Yes, well, anyway, so yeah, someone steals his truck. Truck! And him and his daughter, who's actually very cute. I usually hate kids in video games.
Hey, we only go after boys. Remember.
But she is cute. She's six. Thanks for dropping my fucking stylus.
I can't accept this.
Anyways, whatever. She's cute and, you know...
Adorable. Lovely. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like your old daughter.
Yes!
She is your daughter.
From the Bible.
Kevin Sousa, get drunk and touch. You are not the father.
No! Come on, man! I did like five impressions in once. Sorry, let's go back to the topic at hand here. So, Dead Rising K-Zeroes for 400 Microsoft points. Is it worth it? Yes! I made this review a long time ago. Bear with me. The game is fun. You have different things to do. You could... The combining the weapons, although awkward...
What do you mean, awkward?
Because, like, say you have a baseball bat and nails.
Yes.
So in order to combine these weapons, you gotta go to a bench, a workbench, and combine the weapons.
Just a park bench.
No, it's a workbench. So it's, like, specific points, like save points, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, the cutscene is always the same cutscene. So no matter what you're doing...
Lawnmower and a fork, and it's the same cutscene?
Exactly. It never shows him actually putting things together.
Why couldn't
he
do that?
I guess it would take more time. Because there's so many things you can combine, right?
The actual game...
Dead I don't think they'll have it.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
You don't know how the scene looks, though. So when he's putting this shit together, actually, it always plays... I'll find this on YouTube. He always...
It's one of the things... Well, while you're looking for it, I might as well say it. But it's like, they have the model for the game, let's say... Why'd you write Dead Rising 2?
Shut up, my computer's crappy.
But it's like, let's say the kayak and the chainsaw blade.
Yeah.
They have the models in the game for it. All they have to do... It's not like cinematics. It's freaking just a little cutscene.
Well, I'll show you what I mean.
Show me what you mean.
I'll show you right now. Here. Easy, 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 easy.
I kind of love YouTube.
So, okay. So
you need the cards, apparently.
Yeah, you need combination cards, which is kind of weird, too, but it's not really that big of a deal. So, is he just going to show us... So, this is how... So, he combines the two, okay?
Oh, chainsaw and the kite. Just how it's the same.
Place the item. What the fuck's buddy doing?
Select the card, combine it, and you get bonus.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't show him... Oh, here it is. So, it's always from the low angle. You never see what he's working on. It's always this rock song in the background. So you never see what he's doing. It's always this same cutscene.
Which could get a bit repetitive, I guess.
You could skip it, though. Thank God you could skip it.
Okay, then just to let everybody know.
Yeah. Okay, he doesn't say yeah.
Yeah, well, you should anyways. Just to let everybody know, I will probably most likely be skipping it. Well, at least it doesn't show him come out. At least it shows him do this.
For this part. I've never seen this part before. I didn't know this was in the game.
So, there. At least they show that. But
yeah,
whatever.
But I mean, other than that, the part that's kind of confusing is that it shows him... Okay, baseball bat and nails. You combine it. But it still has that scotch tape.
How can you hear duct tape?
Yeah, exactly. You still hear the tape and the... It's the same scene, just reused. That's the only thing. The little nitpick. He does run slower. People have been saying he runs very slow. But
we thought the first Dead Rising guy ran slow.
But he had a reason, though. Remember, he jumped out of a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
He sprained his leg. So,
oh, yeah.
And you don't heal in 3 days, right? But in this game, I feel like they made him run slow on purpose because the game's only 2 hours long.
So do you think the actual game,
he might run faster.
Regular speed?
Yeah.
Human speed.
If you... We'll play it after. But if you play it, he's like very fucking slow. You want to press like hold A or press the D-pad.
You hold A so hard it goes through the controller?
Yeah. But it's a fun game. Again,
you know that doesn't actually help.
What?
You know when we play Resident Evil on the PS2 and we would hold square really hard hoping you'd run a little bit faster? Doesn't that
help?
No.
Just had to press it.
Kind of wish I went back then and told myself that, because you know how many square buttons I have broken?
No, that's how I am with the fucking Xbox and the Xbox. All of them are stuck because of the games I play. But anyway, so the game, like, it has a replay value. For 400 Microsoft points, it's definitely worth a pickup. The graphics are fine. The voice acting is great. It's okay. It's Dead Rising. You don't expect the best. But, like
it's a game with zombies in it.
Exactly. Well, another one.
Yeah.
And you can do so many things. I mean, there's so many zombies this time. They all have their own different unique Las Vegas kind of clothing.
Now, when we play the Wii version, there's going to be 3 zombies.
Yeah, fucking Wii. But yeah, so, you know, you play the game once. You have to save your daughter. This is the only thing about the game I'm kind of like, you know how last time you had to survive for 3 days?
Heck, that seems realistic.
Yeah, but now your daughter's infected. And that Zombrex thing from the first game is around now.
Which is like, alright, fine, I'll accept that.
So every 12 hours, you have to go back to your daughter and inject her with a Zombrex.
What the only thing I don't really get that well is, where the hell did he get Zombrex from? Is this a pharmaceutical thing?
Well, no, they created it for the infected.
And they just, here, sir, here's a case.
No, in the game, you have to play it. I don't want to spoil it. You, the way he gets it is...
Will this game answer my questions?
Yes.
Okay.
For, yes. There's no mention of Frank West. Sorry.
He's gay.
But Frank West is fucking awesome.
No, I like it. I just felt like saying that.
Oh, okay. Not that being gay is not awesome.
No.
Well, this got awkward.
Yeah.
Well,
You're gay and you're awesome.
I am. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
But my boyfriend don't mind it?
I don't know. Yeah, so the game's fine. I mean, like, once you pass the game and get the motorcycle parts, or don't get it, it's up to you. You know, you want
Can you walk with your daughter and, like, pick it up?
No. Luckily, she stays back. I don't want her fucking, Daddy, help me! Shut up!
Daddy, help me!
So you can go back, help survivors. You can go back, find motorcycle pieces. Go back, find a combination. If you want to get that 200 out of 200 achievement points.
Do the survivors come after you for the Zombrex?
No, they don't. But here's the thing about the survivors. Remember in the first game how it's like, over here! Dead.
Where they're pretty much useless?
Yes.
Happens all the time.
In this game, you give them a weapon, over here! You turn around, and they're beating the fuck out of zombies and running with you.
See, here's the problem. They did that in part one, too. Here's a sword, just in case. And there he goes off, running in the opposite direction, just hitting random. It's like, dude, stick with me.
They chase you this time. They actually follow and stick with you.
Good.
Can
you believe, I don't remember, there was 52 survivors in the game.
Yeah.
I saved 51 of them.
That's fucking crazy.
But you want to know something, though? The second guy in the game died. It was the old man. You know the one where you go in the park and they get the guys in the Jeep kill him? Save him?
Yeah.
I didn't care he died. I was kind of like, shit. Oh, well, I'm not going to get that Jeep. Am I really going to get 40 or whatever, 52 of them? Honestly, from then on, I somehow saved everybody right to the end. 51 to 52. I'm like,
oh, that's painful.
First, like, 10 minutes of the game, I could have had that achievement. And I was so pissed off.
It's funny. As much as I fucking love Dead Rising, I play that game just because of the fucking convicts in the field.
They're annoying.
They're fucking annoying, and you kill them, and they're still gonna be there.
If you kill them 3 times, they leave you alone for, like, 5 hours.
Yeah, but still, like...
You gotta kill them 3 times.
It's such a pain in the... fucking hate that game because of them.
This way, no shortcut.
Yeah, it's such a... And it's ridiculous amount of health they have, and how fast they can kill you.
The problem was with that... Well, what actually helped me is they're idiot drivers. They drive into a tree and get stuck.
Yes, that happens.
Then that's how I kill them.
Yes, but that's very rare that happens. When it did happen, I was like... And then, of course, you get but then you come back outside and it's da-da, and you have like 18 guys with you. You're like, what? You're still alive? I thought I killed you. I thought it was done for.
Nah, people don't die in the game.
Fuck, that's the only part I really fucking hated about the game. Other than that, the game was fine.
Oh, it was a great game.
Like, the survivors were idiots, but at least, you know, whatever. But the convicts part, which is like, fuck, I killed you.
I think this game might be a little hard when it comes to the Zombrex situation.
Because going back to your daughter.
Yeah, it was just like in part one, where it's like you're all the way in the opposite side of the mall.
Yeah, and you have like 10 minutes to get back.
Five people, and it's like Clayton is causing a racket here. If you don't get back here quick, they're all gonna leave. I'm like, no, help me, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then they get there, it's like I'm hungry.
Or you don't get there, and it's game over. So you know when you load that file, you're never gonna be able to get there. Like, so you have to start off from the beginning.
That's pretty much that happened once to me.
And a good thing about Dead Rising Case Zero is that there's 3 different game slots where Dead Rising only had 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So now you can save at different parts if you fuck up in one of them. Where Dead Rising was just 1 spot. You fuck up, that's it. You gotta do it again.
Which sucked.
Yeah.
And also, they're learning from their mistakes.
They are learning from their mistakes. The text is also bigger because Dead Rising 1, the text was fucking tiny as sin. And they still have the non-voice access. Like, hi. Like, when you press A next to someone, just a box. Hi. I'm Chuck Green. Follow me. Doot. Okay.
This way.
Yeah, exactly. All right, but the game is worth it. I say pick it up. It's 400 Microsoft points. It's fun. It's bloody. And like It's bloody fun. And the tools you can use, actually, we'll get back into that. So I made an article comparing the two. My thing was, is Chuck Green a worthy protagonist for the new Dead Rising?
Or is he a greenhorn? Hey, where'd you get that little trumpet?
Thank you. Alright, so Frank West, I did the reasons for being there. You read the article, right?
Yes, I read the article, Kevin. I don't know, I just feel like saying that.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
like how you asking me, how am I doing today?
In
the most awkward way.
How are you doing? Come on, man, don't you get it? Okay, so the reason for being there. Frank West is a photojournalist on a mission. After hearing that the town, whatever, Colorado, was sealed up by police and the government, he decided to go and figure out what's going on. Frank West meets a bunch of survivors in the mall and finds out the mall is infected with zombies.
Makes sense.
Fair enough.
He has to pay his bills.
Yeah, so, but in Dead Rising, I don't know when Dead Rising 2 yet, but in Case Zero, he's there with his daughter. They're driving to Las Vegas, and the jeep
for the strippers.
And the truck and the truck breaks down. So he gets out of the car with his daughter, grabs some gas. Someone takes the car and takes off. That's why he's there.
Does it show who takes it?
No.
Okay.
It's not Frank West. You find out at the end who it is.
Who is it? Is it an African male? Are they going with a racist thing here?
No, it's an Italian.
It's an Italian.
It's an Italian, dressed in a suit, speaking with my gabagoo.
Gabagoo.
Yeah, my gabagoo.
He thought it was instead of Zombrex, it was gabagoo.
So my thing is, Chuck Green is the winner for that, because where Frank West got fucked in his own situation because of his selfish needs, Chuck Green got there just by mistake. Frank West is like, I'm gonna go there and find out why this place is why there are cops and blocking this area. Oh,
and
shit, zombies!
Off and hurt his leg.
Yeah, so he got fucked by his own. Chuck Green is there with his daughter. Last place he wants to be, somewhere like that. He got stuck there. So I think Chuck Green wins that round for being there. It's like, shit, man. That's why you're worthy protagonist, because you should have
stayed at Wimbledon.
Looks. Frank West is a normal guy. He's not built like a tank, and he's not tall. So he's flabby like me.
That's right.
He's a little chubby, and his hair is normal. Nothing fancy about him, right? And he's very laid-back style, open collar, walking around with another...
And his nose. I hate his freaking nose. I'm surprised he didn't mention it.
We'll get there in a second. Chuck Green, on the other hand, is he's a motocross ex-champion or something like that. He's toned, he's muscular, he's not like...
He's everything we want to be.
It's everything we envy. It's everything we want to be. So, to me, I felt like Frank West, because the game Dead Rising is about a normal person, not a fucking cop or anything, right?
Yeah.
Like any other Survivor game, it's about a normal person. So, I feel Frank West in this round wins. He's a normal person. But what'd you say about his nose?
His nose is weird.
What's wrong with his nose? Someone else wrote that in the comments saying that I didn't mention his nose or something. Was that you?
No, that wasn't.
Yeah, someone mentioned it.
I did not mention it, no. But that was a big hot topic when the game came out. People kept talking about his nose.
Who the fuck gives a shit about his nose?
It's so weird. It's like big and misshaped, and it's in your face.
He's a cartoon character.
That's the thing. You haven't heard about this whole, it's not really a controversy, but a lot of people were talking about it. They're like, his nose is so stupid, it's so big, blah, blah, blah.
Is it one of those things where people are focusing on the little things as opposed to the big
problem.
Thing at hand?
That's why when you did this thing and I read it, and I was like, that's why I asked you. It's like, you didn't mention the nose, and you're like, nah.
What nose? Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, so...
I don't know any nose. Follow your nose.
Follow your nose.
No,
but yeah, so... It's just... It annoys me. It's one of those things, like Owen Wilson's nose.
Yeah, but...
We know he has the money. Fix it.
He broke his nose skateboarding.
Yeah, but we know he could fix it, but I guess the fact
like
that
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
What about it?
Her nose. Dude, that thing's like in 3D! I'm sorry, I think that chick's gross looking. My girlfriend gets really pissed off whenever I say that. I don't care. But, I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with the guy's nose. Someone else wrote down. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with his nose? Who cares?
Weird.
It's like the whole truck jeep thing. I wrote a whole 700-word page about the article about the game. It's like, it's a truck. I mean, it's a truck, not a jeep. This guy doesn't know. Who cares? The point is, the article's there. The game is good. Get it. Anyways, sorry.
Is it only 6:21?
No, the clock's wrong. It's actually 9:21. Creativity here. Frank West versus Chuck Green, creativity. Like I said in the article on paranerds.com, which I haven't done that in a while, Frank West will grab, a bat, hit you with a bat.
Some pearls.
Or grab some nails, throw nails at you. But Chuck Green, he will put those
nails... He'll do that.
Yeah.
And
he'll combine nails with a bat. And boom! Spike bat.
And then you got bat nails.
And he'll use duct tape for some reason, scotch tape for some reason.
Duct tape is God's gift.
Woo!
Have you ever used duct tape?
I have.
You put that shit on everything.
It'll fix it. I used to put on my shoes back in the day when I was a skateboarder.
Heck, and those shoes are still around.
Yeah, man. Chuck Green, there's a couple...
Sadly, you're not. Goodbye, Kevin.
Oh, my God. Chuck Green also does this thing with... you have the same weapons like Frank West, the shower head, put in the zombie's head, it pours blood, sprays blood.
That was neat. I took a shower on that.
Or put a bucket on a zombie's head and walks around dummy and stuff. Chuck Green does that as well. But he also does other things. If you put a bucket,
he does what Nintendo.
If you grab a bucket and drills, and you combine the two, he'll put a bucket on your head with drills, but turn on all the drills so it comes into your head.
Whoa, geez, this is pretty creative.
Yeah, so you put a bucket, and when all the drills go on, you just put it on once, and then the fucking head explodes. You just see blood pour out. It's really fucking cool.
That is pretty cool.
Then there's spikes in a propane tank. Or nails in a propane tank.
On it, not in it.
No, on it. So it's like attached to it. You blow that up and spikes and nails go different
Now, would
places.
It get you?
No.
That's a Mythbuster question.
And then there's a lawnmower with a battery. A rake with a battery, you combine the two. Zap.
Oh, it's like a taser?
Zap, yeah. It's really fucking creative. So I say Chuck Green won, obviously, for the creative things.
I think they gave him Chuck Green because people Chuck Norris reference.
No, I don't Chuck. Think so. It's like saying Chuck's you think Frank West because of Adam West.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Ooh. Meh. Maybe. Anyway, so my whole thing is I think Chuck Green is a worthy protagonist for the new Dead Rising game. As much as I love Frank West, I hope he does a cameo in the new Dead Rising game. But probably not. Because I really do love Frank West.
Maybe they'll do something where he's like flying over in a helicopter. He's like, what's going on down there? Nah, I'm too old for this shit.
Like a little Easter egg or something like Frank West here took some photographs at a mall. And like Chuck Green be like, huh, a mall.
It's spreading this quickly?
Yes.
From Wimble to the
yeah, tent? Something like that. Year? I would like something like a little nod towards it. Also in Dead Rising Key Zero, from what I played so far, when you go into like other places, like you go to a theater and there's like a virtual Beautiful Joe. Remember the game?
Yeah, I remember.
There's a poster of him for the movie coming out.
Kind of like the Mega Man thing?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a Beautiful
can
Joe.
Can you dress up as Beautiful Joe? Because you could dress up as Mega Man.
You could dress up as a maid. And one of the cool things I found out is if you don't have to dress like a maid, but my guy was running around in a dress.
Yeah, that's hot.
If you have a knife in your hand and you know how you hold a button and it does an even better attack?
Yeah.
If you hold it, it's that sound.
Does it do the sound?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
So I was playing and I stabbed a bloke, as they would say it, and it was like din, 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 din. I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. You should try it out. It's pretty cool.
Probably gets annoying if you do it too many times.
No, because it's barely do it.
Cool.
But yeah, Dead Rising K-Zero, I say get it. It's 400 Microsoft points. I say don't.
No, I'm just saying it for the sake of saying it.
Yeah, and also I think Chuck Green is the winner for being the protagonist. If he's worthy, yes, he is. I think he's actually better than Frank West.
How would it end for him?
We'll have to find out when Dead Rising 2 comes out soon.
Oh, I think I know what's going to happen.
What?
He's going to get bitten. One bottle of Zombrex left. His daughter's time's about to tick. Does he choose himself or his daughter?
He stabs himself. Oh, never mind.
That's a good ending. Look at that. But then if he gives her, he becomes a zombie who takes care of the daughter for the next 12 hours. We'll see.
Actually, it turns out the mom is actually who bit the daughter.
What a bitch. Because
the daughter's like, why did mommy bite me? And he's like, that wasn't mommy.
That was mummy.
Oh, and you know how Frank West has his quote of, I've covered words, you know? Yeah. That's like his internet thing. Chuck Green's is, Daddy can fix anything.
Father Builder. Yes, he can.
Wow.
It's a good show. That's how I built this shelf.
Very awkward. We are done. This podcast 27.
I guess we could take it up. How many minutes we at? Where are we at?
122.
I guess probably should.
What would you want to
say? We'll talk about Dead Rising another day.
Dead Rising. We just spoke about it.
Sorry, not Dead Rising. Metal Gear Rising.
Oh no! Right. Go ahead.
I don't know. It's gonna take like another 20 minutes. It's more of a podcast.
It's up to you.
What do we gotta talk about next week? We'll do it next week.
Next week. Okay. Next week, talking about that. Also, what's on the pipeline? And you, what happened on Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat! Sonya.
Autocon. So I'm writing a new article of what happened this time. Last time was on Sonya the Hedgehog, 4 parts. And like I said, it's the most searched thing, besides your fucking name, when people find our websites. Roosterparenters.com
I gave up
is looked
on this
up
39
times like today. I hate you.
Now that you're mentioning it, it's going to go even higher.
Fucking look me up. I want to feel special. I'm Kevin. Don't confuse me with him. I'm better.
Anyways, no, I'm Kevin.
So roosterparenters.com was searched up, and so was What Happened to Sonic the Hedgehog Part 1. I guess I got to link those up better. But yeah, so I'm making a new one, What Happened to Mortal Kombat franchise. Starting off with Mortal Kombat 1 and 2. And it's going to probably be another 4-parter. We'll see. There's a lot of games.
And there's movies.
Yes.
Games
and movies. I'm not going to mention the movies.
They're good movies. Yeah. There's a new one coming out.
I know.
Or an old one.
Oh. But yeah, the game goes from Mortal Kombat 1, 2, 3, Ultimate Mortal Kombat, and then the 3D, you know, Part 4, and then, you know, I'll talk about it when it's done.
Yeah.
Also, that's about it. I'm in school now and working. Fuck you. I have no time to write. But yeah, make sure to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/theparanerds. Subscribe to us on iTunes, and follow, like our Facebook page.
Yes. That sounds about right.
Leave comments. We like comments. Send your emails to kevin@theparanerds.com.
Keep searching me up. He hates it.
Stop searching him. Look me up. I want to be searched.
Look me up.
Before you go. Da-na-na-na-na-na. My pet monster. Oh, sorry. Anyway, so, it feels good to be back, you know, talking about video games again. I needed this. Oh, and next week, Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. That's right.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We can't forget about that. I want to talk about that game.
We're going to forget about it.
We probably will. But hey, I'm Kevin, once again, parents.com.
And I'm Rooster from Paranerds?
Come on, call something clever.
I don't know. I'm Gay Fish Rooster.
Aw, oh, man, don't you get it? Come on, man. Say you get it.
Get it.
Bye-bye.
Boy.
Boy. Come on, man. Don't you get it?
I don't got it.
I'm Gay Fish, man. Tell me you get it.
Tony, finish him off.
Aw, oh, man, don't do that.
What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds? Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hi, I'm Kevin Sousa.
Oh god, that was painful.